The Pursuit of Happiness.
What does happiness mean to you? Is it having new experiences, finding true love, being successful, or something different? Here are three stories about how people found happiness. Reaching for Happiness. In 2017, Alex Honnold achieved the greatest feat ever accomplished in free soloing, a kind of climbing. He completed the first ever rope-free ascent of the famous El Capitan Rock in Yosemite National Park. El Capitan is over 2,300 meters tall from its base and has sections that require almost vertical climbing. Honnold reached the peak in just under 4 hours without safety gear, using only his bare hands and tremendous willpower. Most of us would panic at the thought of being stuck 450 meters up on a rock face, knowing that one slip could prove deadly. But not Honnold, who seeks out death-defying challenges like El Capitan for sheer happiness. Why? Honnold says that climbing gives him the most joy out of anything in life. These days, he's pretty famous for it, too, after the story of his climb was made into an Oscar-winning documentary. Traveling for Happiness. Elizabeth Gilbert's story of searching for happiness is also well known. She is the author of the best-selling memoir Eat, Pray, Love, which documents a year of her life spent traveling the world in search of fulfillment. Prior to setting off on her travels, Gilbert had a home, a husband, and a successful writing career. However, she was unhappy in her marriage and decided to get a divorce. Facing a turning point in her life, she threw caution to the wind and headed out to see the world. She spent time eating delicious food in Italy, exploring spirituality in India, and eventually finding love again while in Bali, Indonesia. Reflecting on her travels and search for happiness, Gilbert says finding joy isn't about luck, but it is a result of personal effort. You fight for it, strive for it, insist upon it, and sometimes even travel around the world looking for it. You have to participate relentlessly. Working for happiness. A different type of journey to happiness involves one of the most famous businesses in the world. It is the rags-to-riches story of Soichiro Honda. Honda was born in the small village of Kiyomo, Japan. He spent his early childhood helping his father with his bicycle repair business. At an early age, Honda developed a strong interest in cars. Honda left home at age 15 and headed to Tokyo. He found work at a garage where he was a mechanic for 6 years before returning home. His first attempt at the personal motor business came in the mid-1940s when he invented a small bicycle engine. Encouraged by his success, he organized the Honda Motor Company in 1948. The company has since grown into one of the world's largest automobile businesses. Honda once stated, "My biggest thrill is when I plan something and it fails. My mind is then filled with ideas on how I can improve it." He believed that real happiness lies in the completion of work using your own brains and skills. Honda died in 1991, having seen the Honda Motor Company grow into a multi-billion-dollar business.